how is impure. So if it touches your body, you have to wash it. And we said 2 weeks ago that no, wallahu alam, the one that is more correct is that what? Khamr is pure. And that was why when it was prohibited and they poured it on the streets of Medina, people are still stepping on it, and of course Allah is not they were stepping on what? Impurity. So that means it is the consumption that is what? That is haram. It is the consumption that is what? That is haram. Then the third part is said that what? Because it is what? Forbidden for us what? To eat. And whatever is forbidden for us to eat, what? Will also be forbidden to sell. Because of the hadith in Allah is a haram ala qawmin akla shayin haram alayhi sallam. When Allah forbids from people the eating or the consumption of a thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forbids from them the same. Obviously, no, the Jews, it was forbidden on them to what? To take a intoxicant. Or to take what? To take the meita, the shuhur, the fat. When Allah forbids from them to what? To consume the fat. What did they do? Jamaluhu. They melted it. Waba'uhu and the soul. We are only prevented from what? From eating. We are not prevented from anything. So Jamaluhu, they melted it. Waba'uhu and the soul. Wa'akeru samana. And we ate the price. Then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, according to the hadith of Abu Dawud, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَرَّمَ عَلَى قَوْمٍ أَكْلَ شَيْءٍ. When Allah forbids the eating of a thing on the people, حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْسَلَامِ, the price of that is otherwise is also haram. And that's why the one who answers that is prohibited because it is dangerous for us. That's good. Because anything that is dangerous for us, why buy such a thing? Then, one who answers that word is prohibited because of what? Because of the impurity. Then it is not what? A good answer. Only that word, looking at it critically, you can only say that word, it is impure. How do you say? Because, say for instance, peas, that pork is what is haram for us to eat. And Allah has mentioned that word, it is what? It's rich. Allah calls it rich. So that's why the actual what is the reason that the reason why you shouldn't eat pork is because what? It is impure. Not because it's dead. There is a difference between the two. We said somebody says what it is dead, that is what? If it is strange and real in a good place, are we going to say what? They can eat. No. The animal itself is what? Is impure. It's something that Allah declared as what? Impure. That we cannot eat it. So the reason would have been okay if you are using it for beef or some other things like that. But using it for khamr, yes, according to the majority of scholars, they take it to be what? Impure. But minority of the scholars, they say we disagree. It's not impure, it is pure, but it is haram for us to eat it because Allah has what forbidden it. So the three answers, they are okay. Now there is this question that if everything that Allah has forbidden is eating, it says the person was forbidden. In the principle, the hadith of the Prophet Allah at this time is not, it has also acted as the principle. Now, can I sell poison? Take for instance the insecticide. Can we sell it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. If you say yes, well, what do you mean?
The consumption of it.
Yes. If the
consumption is prohibited, that means it's
yeah, why are you selling it?
You can tell it because it is not meant for human consumption.
Okay, it is not meant for human consumption. That is something can be sold if there is what there is a benefit. And the benefit is not the cost of what was originally prohibited. Those things were originally prohibited for human consumption, for their own. They are permissible for some other things. Yeah? They are permissible for some other things. But there are some things that are what almost completely haram. Almost completely haram. Or let me say they are what they are haram. It is only in a very real situation that what they will be permissible. I want us to get this clear. Take for instance now, dog with what? It's haram. Dog is najis. So it's haram for us to sell what? Dog. And we have reflected, saying what? We shouldn't sell dog. But somebody is permitting for us to use dog for hunting, for also security. Now, can we buy it for this reason? Yes. Can we buy it for this reason? You can buy it. A lot of scholars that will feel that you can buy it. You can give people, if you know you can't give, they don't take price on it. Because you have what to say that is what they are haram. But in a situation where you are forced, you need this thing for security, you need it for hunting, and there is nobody who is ready to watch to give. So you pay for the thing. When you pay, you allow the same people. It is one we collecting it and watch that is simple because the standard, the price that you have given for that thing is not worth for him to take out that thing. So they say it is he that watch that will be simple, not you that is paying. Just like someone who is in need of blood. You don't sell anything on the body. It's haram for somebody to sell any part of his body. Not the kidney, not the body. You can't sell anything of the body. So, somebody is in need of blood. And there's nobody to donate blood. What should he do in a situation like this? Are you going to say that what he should watch? He should be without blood? Who needs to get to the doctor in death? Then, he should continue. In that case, you pay for the blood, and the one who has what collected the price of the blood that is what that is saved. So all these are what exceptional cases. Exceptional cases. So we have to, because when we say things that people watch, you may not, the questions will not come now, but later one may be faced with questions like this, because we have asked so and so, what about the situation and what are we going to do? What are you going to do? So there is no any other time except what to do this. Then in that case, the principle of what the Lord comes in, upon Murat to be heard, Murat. The necessity allows what? The Murat, the things that are what to indicate. But one thing is what is necessary, upon Murat to cause terror because he has. The necessity should not be blown out of their proportions. Something that you know is only what you need in order to take your peace. All this is clear. Because there is another principle, and that is what in the number is our God of Satan. If a matter is what is so tight that there is no any way out, it's Satan. The Sharia works. Wedding, but what people will not die or will not be seriously affected. How this is going? Somebody who has a very sick person, maybe his father, or his mother, or his brother, his son, or his brother, like that, and there's no money to take care of this person except to get loan from somebody who only knows him with interest. And you know what? The taking of interest is what? Is haram. So what is he going to do? Are you going to say what? He should leave his father, his mother, his wife, or some take action, because of what, in a situation like this, it will be permissible for him to get the loan, in order to take care of these aspects. It is the one who is loaning in with interest that is sinful. A person that is collecting, then he's not still in a situation like this. Or like somebody who wants to expand his business. He wants to expand his business. He has to get a loan in order to expand his business. He is sinful. And the one who is also giving him the loan is also sinful. So we have to differentiate between what a borrower and what is known as what al kamaliya. Kamaliya is what we are just using as what we need. That's what we need. All we have is what we need, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary. So this actually is a borrower, things that are what the necessities. Then we have the wants and hajat, then we have and kamaliyat, things that are just not really. So what I'm trying to establish is that what these things that are said, we cannot buy. Or the price is haram. The price will make haram for the one to sell. But for the buyer, they will be permitted for the buyer because of what it is the rule or a dire religion.
The
hadith of Abdullah for Umar bin Khattab was that giving a sick garment by a lot of benefits attached to that. The sick garments can be worn by women and so on and so forth. So it's not necessary that what when one gave it to him, Umar should put it on. How this is clear. So the lot of benefits attached to it. It's only prohibited for men to put on sick garments. But the women can put on sick garments. So Umar of Allah eventually gave that to a relative of Eden in Mecca. So not only selling it in lot, we are reading translation. So the one who puts in brackets telling me is just using part of it as what? Using telling it as what? Some the part of the meaning. If he decides he can give it to his wife,
but not
telling. Yes. Because it is permissible, it is only haram for you to use it for this purpose. But for all other purposes, one can use it for that. All this is clear. Yes, absolutely. Now, Mr. Fakir, I was even like, saying, are either sperman minta or about the part of the dead animal? For example, this market has so full, it is used to rob the sheep, what would have been to look, and they use it to also rob the jolot, the skin. Why do they use it to rob the sofur? The sheep. So that's what they use some liquid or little holes. So if they use this fat to rub it, what I will not be able to watch to penetrate, so it is useful for the soap of the sheep. But if I get to look at the actual thing that I want to tan, if they use it to rub it to make it what soft. So that which means what the fat of the dead animal is useful in this regard. Well, except maybe enough, and the people also use it for lighting, as we have it in the past, that people will put this thing known as the fitila, and will put this fire gauge, use something like a small roof of soap in order to stretch, in order to produce the light. So they were counting all this. Asking the people for Allah, despite all this, he said, what? La huwa haram. No, huwa haram. Huwa, the huwa is what? Going back to bed. Because what? Jabir of Allah said is what? Haram, bed al-Qadr. it forbids the sale of what? A subjugant. It forbids the sale of what? A subjugant. The sale of Meta, the sale of Kildir, the sale of Asna. So when they are bringing all this reading, he said, now who are haram? Despite all this, it is haram. We said what? In his dire necessity, it may become what? It may be halal for the one who is buying. But for the seller, it is what? It is haram. How does it play? So the buyer simply needs, because when he says what, he needs to what, it is haram for them to make use of them for these purposes. As some scholars have said, and which appears to be what? The more correct opinion on this matter. Those of scholars believe that those who are haram, as he said, is referring to those things mentioned. That all those things, they are what? They are haram. But the more correct opinion that was so is still referring to the state of those things, not those things themselves, in those aspects that is mentioned. Obviously, no, they mentioned some areas. They will use it for lighting, they will use it to rub the sheep, they will use it to rub the skin of the animals and so on and so forth. So he said, who are haram? It's not referring to those uses. So it's referring to the sale of those things mentioned for this use. How do you say? So in a situation that maybe we are using alcohol, for instance, in order to treat some wounds, for instance, to treat wounds and some smaller things. So it is haram what to say, but in a situation that maybe there is no any other thing except if it is permissible to buy, if at all there is what benefit in the handle. That of the handle scholars are to what they are reading from it. That's why the fact that those of scholars, as I said, believe that what the handle is pure, but the haram for consumption. So can I use it to rub my body? Maybe somebody will have small force or chicken force. Maybe using what the handle that the everyone has from mine or whatever you call it, easy to rub it. Easy. That the person is applying Nadi. Majority will say yes, it's applying Nadi. Majority will say what? It's not applying Nadi. It's the consumption that is what? That is higher. Now can one now go and buy the handle because one believes that it is pure, that is the only consumption that is haram, he wants to use it for something else. The answer is what? No. What evidence may be so harsh? Who can tell us?
والعزلان يجب من عمل الشيطان فالتنبوه
نعم فاجتنبوه نعم if you look at it yes فاجتنبوه go away from it so it's like if you don't come near Alhambra at all if you don't want to come near Alhambra at all you need it at all so if you look at this one it wants to watch it projecting what the strictness of the scholars on this matter all those who believe that you can buy something for the rural states. And they believe it's not like what? And come to Allah to understand you. Then, if you look at what the Prophet of Allah said concerning Ham, when someone said he was using it for what? For cure. He said, no. Laysa da'an, alaysa dawa'a inna maria, da'a. He said, no. Ham is not what? It's not a cure. It's what? It's a disease in itself. So this is why the scholar, he said, no, you can't use Khamru at all for this reason. So that's why they are not lenient on each, the way they are lenient on some issues. So one should avoid the Khamru for selling wounds, as we have in the verse. Likewise, they said, there are in the Mahia that. So it is not a medication, it is a disease in itself. So, but those that force, they are forced to use it. Allah, after buying it, no. Those who are forced to use it in a situation like that. So Allahu alam, some scholars allow this because it is pure in itself. The only thing in that was it is haram for the consumption. Of the hadith is clear. If you have anything that is not clear, maybe from the wordings of the hadith, quite it is good for us to also follow, even if you don't understand much haram, it is good for us to follow this. As long as you understand which haram, follow it, for example, what is the meaning of good flour, what is the meaning of good hand, what is the meaning of what al-firuj, things like that. And that's what I'm trying to break them down. So shuhur means fat, the color of shahm. Al-mayta, that is dead animal. Tutla means to rub something from tala, to rub something. And as-sufun is plural of safina, that is sheep or camel. Tudhanu, to rub something, as in duhnu, the oil that we use in our house, which we call it duhnu. And likewise, the pinch that we make use of, the college, the hand. So duhnu means oil or pinch. Al-julud is the plural for jilj. Jilj, that means leather, skin. So yastasbihu means to use something for watch, for life. So the Prophet said that la huwa haram, thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inna ma qatal Allah al-yahud inna Allah lamma harrama alayhi shuhumaha, when Allah forbade from them the shuhum of what? Of the maita, at the part of the maita, jamaluhu. He said, what is this? Are we going to lose this? Jamaluhu. Jamala means what? Azaba, to melt. Jamaluhu, they melted it. ثُمَّ ضَعُوهُ and they sold it for حَكَلُ ثَمَنُ and they ate the point. The next hadith, وَلِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِذَا اخْتَلَفَ الْمُتَبَايِعَانِ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَيِّنَةٌ فَالْقَوْلُ مَا يَقُولُ رَبُّ السِّلْعَةِ أَوْ يَتَسَارَكَانِ رواه الخمسة وصححه الحاكم. Now this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا اختلف المتبايعان اختلف. That is to disagree. No خلاف. خلاف disagreement. اختلف to disagree. اختلف المتبايعان. Two people who are buying and selling, they disagree. ليس بينهما بينة and there is no evidence between both of them. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-bayyinatu means the one who is claiming something should bring evidence. Take for instance, I take this cup from abroad, I say this cup belongs to me. I have to bring evidence that was the cup belongs to me. So al-bayyina, the evidence, is for the mudda'i, the one who is claiming to bring evidence that this thing that is claiming belongs to him. If he doesn't have an evidence, because maybe he was careless, or for one reason or the other, he doesn't have evidence that this thing that is claiming belongs to him, then the next thing is what? وَالْيَمِينُ عَلَى الْمُدَّ عَلَيْهُ. The one who is accused of something, that one will have what? Will have to swear that no, it's not yours. Wallah, it's not yours. How this is free himself. Because the one who is claiming something cannot substantiate his what? His claim. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts what? The law. If not that word, come up with your evidence that da'u nasun amwala kaum. People would have watched, would have laid claim to the wealth of people, that this thing belongs to me. Or when you lay claim to anything in the Sharia, you are asked to watch, to come up with evidence. the one who accuses somebody of dinner, that this person has fornicated, where is your evidence that the person has fornicated? The one who accuses his wife of what? Of adultery, he has to bring what? The evidence. And since he can't bring the evidence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? He should swear an oath that this thing belongs. He should read what consists of himself. Because there is nobody in that situation. What I'm trying to say is that what evidence matters in anything that one is claiming. And the one who is accused of that thing will have to what? Will have to swear that we will have to swear that this thing does not it's not his or does not belong to him. Now the proof of our Quran says the buyer and the seller, if they disagree, let the bainahuma bayyina, they will not have what? Bayyina. فَالْقَوْمُ مَا يَقُولُ رَبُّ السِّلْعَى. The statement is the statement of the owner of the sil'a, the owner of the sil'a. A sil'a means commodity, goods. The goods is what? Is the sil'a. فَالْقَوْمُ, the statement, مَا يَقُولُ رَبُّ السِّلْعَى, is what the owner of the goods says. And that's why it is permission to say what? رَبُّ الْبَيْتِ, the owner of the house. Huh? رَبُّ الْغُلَامِ, the owner of the boy and so on. So when you say Arab, with Arif Alam, Arab, this is only used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can use for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are trying to do something, this is permissible. Huh? This is permissible. As you have it in Surah to use Nau Rabbi Ahsana Maswai, that the man wrote, my owner, the one, my owner, the one who owns me here, who is my master. Ahsana Maswai, he has treated me well in this house. So, for those who are to look for the sila, the statement is what the owner of the sila says. So, what does this mean? Take for example, somebody is selling a book to a person. Now, most of them now have disagreement. The owner said, no, I said, this book, I sold it to you 50 or let's say 500 naira. The buyer said, no, but you told me 400 naira. Some of them, they disagree. Now, the owner does not have an evidence, the one who was there when he was selling it. The buyer does not have an evidence who was what? Who was there when he was buying it. So, in a situation like this, فَالْقَوْلُ مَا يَقُولُ رَبُّ السِّلْعَى. The statement is the statement of the seller. The statement of the seller. So when the seller says this, that this is what I accept, then it is left in the buyer to say, okay, I can't buy this how much. They have a tarakan. So both of them watch they cancel the what? The transaction. How this is left. Both of them will cancel the transaction. Still they did not agree. So we cannot trust the seller to watch, to sell it, since he has not laid the claim. And in a situation like this, there is nobody. This one also has said, you have sold it to me this amount, he doesn't have an evidence. The owner of the commodity is the owner of the commodity. So in a situation like that, both of them think they cannot give up. So that means, the statement of the seller will be what you consider. So you have the right to what? To take his commodity and what? To cancel the... So, and the buyer, if the buyer as well says, no, I don't agree with that, he also has what? The right to pull out. That no, this is what I agree upon. This is where they have this good concern what? Okay, maybe the person has something wrong with the goods. But if the buyer, the seller is not expecting money from him, how this is going? So, or maybe he has not gone through the goods, he has still was at the point of the transaction when most of them are doing this. So the Prophet gave this to the buyer. How this is going. So what the basis is that not any person who lays claim to anything should come up with what's everything. That is the basis. Well, this is what general, but in the situation of a buyer and a seller, a buyer and a seller, so we have to look at this, that what the buyer says, the seller says this, and the buyer says something contrary to that, then it is the statement of the buyer that what will be considered, not at what at the expense of the seller will be considered, not at the expense of the buyer, but because the buyer also has the right to watch to opt out. But which one is going to be implemented? Is it the statement of the buyer or the seller? No. It is the statement of the buyer, the seller that will be implemented. If the buyer is still interested in it, he can go out. If he's not interested anymore, he can pull out of the transaction or not. وعن ابي مسعود رضي الله عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن ثمن الكذب ومهر البغي وحلوان الكاهي متفق عليه. From Abu Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. This is different from Ibn Mas'ud. Abu Mas'ud is different from Ibn Mas'ud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن ثمن الكذب. He said that the Prophet Allah forbade the price of dog. Forbade what? The price of dog. You can't buy, you can't sell dog. You can't sell dog to people. You have experience. Those dogs are what? Usefulness, but usefulness is what? Restricted. Ordinary the one who keeps dog. The Prophet Allah said, not part of his actually, it will be reduced from his reward, if he would eat. It will be reduced from his theology. The theology. I mean, first of all, I mean, one has said what a theology is like what? The motion of the Turkish. So, how many goodies has one done that the theology will be reduced from it? So, the only person that is allowed to keep a dog is someone who is using it for. For what? For hunting. Or somebody who is using it for security purpose. Now security purpose is the part we use it in order to keep the to guard the animals from being attacked by the wolves. But later people use it to also watch to guard the houses. If somebody uses a house or somebody has a house in a place that is very silent, quiet, and maybe the thieves will come to that place, anybody can take something. So it will permit to be in a situation like this. But because to take care of what a human being is what? Something that is more important than taking care of the thief from being attacked by the wolf. So that's why they say for security purposes. They are using for security. But you know, I just like training dogs, I like training animals. Such a person is keeping what he is using his goodies. And the dog itself is what is negative. Allah only allows this aspect only. You know, Allah says what if dog leaves the place of any person is what? To wash it seven times. If the owner would have owned it to us, it should apply time in one of the washings. So the time makes it eight. That is, for the time it will be eight. The first washing will be with pandemic two. Then you will add six more, making what? Eight. You can't expand it together. So, in terms of the dog, we should be away from dog, except for, now somebody says, okay, I want to make use of this dog for hunting, for security purposes. Should I say to people because of this reason? What most scholars are upon that no, you can't tell for this reason. It is what? It is haram because ordinarily people will use what? Dogs for this reason, maybe for hunting or for security purpose. As of one who is what? Who is taking, who wants to get this thing, but he has to pay. Nobody, there is nobody who is ready to give him. We have established that what? This is darura. For darura to be able to mahdurat. So in a situation like this, he can pay and get it. So the king will be on the one who has collected the price, not on him who has given the price. All this is clear. Just like somebody who is to get the price, for instance, on something as a sex, but that person is asked to pay, he is asked to give a price. And we know that what a ritual is haram in Islam. But what is he going to do? If he refuses to give the bride, huh? He will not get the bride. So in a situation like this, you know what the scholar says, he should give. It is the person that is collecting it that is not eating something that is haram. As for him, as for that God, he does not do this willingly. As for people watch, who engage in something that are haram and we justify it, you know, we have to be like that. No. They don't see anything wrong with it, despite the fact that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited it. Despite the fact that the Prophet Allah has prohibited it. So, ad-darura subihul mahdurat wa ad-darura suqadaru liqadri man. Wa mahr al-baghi. The Prophet Allah also forbade mahr al-baghi. You know mahr? Mahr is what? What to give, the gift that you give, as the mahr that you give to the wife. Mahr. It's called mahr because the gift that you are given to what? The wife. So al-baghi is somebody who is a prostitute. Al-baghi is a prostitute. Al-bigha is the act of prostitution. And Allah said, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَى إِنْ أَرَكْنَ تَحَسُّنَا. You shouldn't force your slave girls who are under you to fornicate as the Arabs would do in Jahiliyyah. Those who had slave girls among them, they will ask those girls to watch, to practice prostitution, to get money, so that was the big money for them. Allah said, وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَى إِنْ أَرَكْنَ تَحَسُّنَا. وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ whoever forces them to do that, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غفور, is رحيم, when you people force them. Because, you know, someone who is a slave can't do anything before his or master. So, this is what? Dira is the act of prostitution. Why the lady who is what? Practicing that is not allowed al-Bari. As we have in the case of a mother of Isa alayhi salam, when he said to her that مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ مُرَأَصَيْنِ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُكِ بَغِيًّا. Your father wasn't a bad man and your mother wasn't what? A Bari, wasn't a prostitute. So مَعَرُ Bari is what the Bari, the one who is practicing prostitution, what she gets is not allowed. The person said what? It is haram. Therefore the fact that what? Al-Bigha itself, that is the act of prostitution itself is what? Is haram. Then what one gives to the one who one has committed prostitution with or a fornication with, what the person gets is also what? Is haram. That is two offenses. One, she committed an offense for what? Committing zina. Secondly, she takes what? She takes price over that again. And that's when Allah says, well, this is your friendship, their friendship. This is what? This is prostitution. Whether one is going out with a man, no other man is what? Is sleeping with me, it's only this man, and both of us have agreed that we are going to marry one another. This is what? Is diva. So this is haram. Then, okay, my boyfriend has given me something. My boyfriend has what? Given me something. In addition to what? That act of prostitution, one is also taking price for the act. Two crimes. So the Prophet forbade what? Mahar al-Bari. The price that one gives to someone who one has slept with. If the man is evil, the man is not assisting evil. For the woman who has collected it, this other was crime. What good one is Kahi? Likewise, what is given to Al-Kahi? What is given to Al-Kahi? Al-Kahi is a soothsayer. Al-Kahi, Al-Kihana, and Al-Yarafa. These are two things that they are similar in meaning. But scholars will try to differentiate by saying Al-Kihana has to do with somebody who will tell you what you have done in the past. I told you what will happen to you. Why the Iraqa will tell you what you have done in the past or what has happened in the past. So, and both of them, it is haram. Both Al Iraqa and what Al Kihana. You know this hadith that is in Sahih Bukhari that one of the slaves of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu something and he took it, he ate it. So the brother said, you know where I get it, where I got this thing? He said, no, he said, like a hand to the road to Jahiliyyah. I did Kihana for a man in Jahiliyyah that if I told him that we're asking something, I said, okay, so and so will be for you. And eventually that thing turned out to watch to be the way the man has said. So the man had compensated him because he had seen the result of what of the Kihana that he had done. So he now took that and he was happy. That oh, so I said something and what I said will materialize. When Abu Bakr added subhanAllah, he put his finger in his mouth and vomited what he had eaten. This is what the step of our Salaf is for. Why do you get one of all saying Allah Rasul Rasulullah? Despite the fact that what they are speaking it. It would not also say that has gone. It will be taken to the best of what is ability. So let our boy know that what they have done is what is wrong. So this is Kihana. But the rapper is when somebody is telling you that so and so has happened, or maybe somebody stole something or something got lost, then we are looking for the one who has stolen it. Okay. You know, we want to go to the and say, okay, this is the problem that I'm telling you. This is what the Arafa. The Prophet Allah said, Man kata Arafa, aw kahina. Whoever goes to an Araf or a Kahin, Araf, that is one who is telling you that, oh, this is the person that I was done so and so. Then a Kahin is the one who is telling you what is going to happen to you in the future. Aw kahina, at the Sadaqa of Ima Yaqoon. And if you believe him in what he has said, said Lam Tukballahu Lam Faqad Kafara Bima Nuzila Ala Muhammadin Fakuldin what? Mustadrak Al-Hakim. He has disbelieved in what has been revealed from Muhammad Allah. But we have another report in the Muslim that whoever goes to a Qari and don't go to the Qari, but after the Qari has spoken to him, is in doubt from our own in what he has said. But he believes in what? Going to them to ask for something. لَمْ تُقْبَرْ لَهُ صَلَاةُ عَرْبَعِينَ The Salah of 40 nights will not be accepted from him. And he must pray. And will not get reward for the Salah. This is the one who goes to the Kaib just to ask. But he doesn't believe in what he says. No talk of someone who is now going there and he believes in what he has said. The person has disbelieved. In what was revealed from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is that? Who can tell us what was revealed from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Al-Quran, Tawheed, the Sharia. What is the actual thing that is important? What is the Quran that is addressing this issue of soothsaying? Yes. Can you give me a verse or two verses that I'm getting? Now, I only believe in the unseen, different from what? Claiming the knowledge of the unseen. Having believe in the unseen is the way of the believer. Claiming the knowledge of the unseen is the way of the kuffar. كُلَّ يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ say, no, I have the knowledge of what Al-Ghayb. In the heavens and what's in the earth, on the earth, the search, who? Allah is in us. Another one is what? وَلَوْ كُنْتُ عَلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّ يَسْكُسُ. If I go, if I have knowledge of the unseen, لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would have looked for ways of what? My khayr, my good, including my good, for Master Yesu, and nobody would have what? Before me. Someone who knows that so and so calamity is going to happen to him on a day, if he goes through this way, when he knows the watch, will not go through that, he will go through another way. For Master Yesu. This is the promise of Allah, that Allah has said, what? وَلَا يَذِلُ وَعَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحْدًا إِلَّا مِنْ يَرْتَضَارِ وَرَسُولُ. Allah will not make somebody to have part of what the knowledge of the unseen except those of Allah that is pleased with. And will do what? There will be messengers. Which means that those who are the messengers of Allah, if I spoke of what, have the knowledge of what the unseen. It is what? It is a partial knowledge, not the absolute knowledge of the unseen. So the one who has the absolute knowledge of the unseen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is someone claims to have the knowledge of the unseen, and look at that person, the person is not your soul. So almost what? The partial knowledge of the unseen cannot be claimed by that person. Why? Because it's not in Rasul. So anything that he wants to claim that he knows, and that he can bring to use everybody, all the fellow that person knows what? How this is clear? Because, say for instance, what is happening at my two bus stops, I don't know, you don't know. Is there anyone who knows what is going on there now? So that is what is hidden from us. They don't know that my two bus stops can't claim that they know what is happening here. But the message of Allah can claim to what? To have what? Knowledge of what is going on what? In my two. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him what? So Allah will not allow anybody to see things like this except somebody who is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is like? If anything is going to happen like that, they get maybe what? Maybe in dream. And that can happen to anybody. And that's why he said what? Abu Yasaliha. جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. Good dream, a watch, a part, a branch of watch of the, it is a 45th branch of watch of the prophet. For somebody to say what you have the knowledge of your sin, the absolute knowledge of it, nobody can claim that. Only the favors of Allah is only what Allah that I want them to know that watch. They will know. You now go to somebody and the person is not telling you that something is going to happen to you and you believe in what the person was. This is kufrun billah. This is what? Kufrun billah. Kufrun bima nuzila ala Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, unlike somebody who goes there but doesn't believe in what the person has said, but he goes there but doesn't believe, he doesn't criticize what the person is saying. This one is what? This man is sinful and he will not have 40 days of his salah accepted. He said 40 is the one who goes in order to try that man. In order to what? To expose him. He now goes here and say, okay, I want you to check it. I know they are lying. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accept. When somebody told him that, but I said, they will tell us something and what they told us what? Who materialize. He said what? There will be the jinn who born living. When it's drunk, what they ask, they will tell it to these people, and what they will add to it 100 lives. So because of what, one thing that will be correct, you accept what 100 lives together with it. So the Prophet of Allah said this is what they will do. And that's why if you maybe one who has gone through that method before, you know people like just go to okay, I want to share this so and so person, maybe I'm interested in so and so woman or lady, I want to know if watch our life is watch It will be easy, everything will be okay. And they will tell you that, okay, this one is not good for you. This one is what is good for you. How do they know that? When we are practicing such questions, why one will manage that? I also, you know, I tried somebody who was like, what, my mentor in this type of speech. So I said I wanted to marry somebody. I now mentioned the name, okay, that he should assist me in checking whether it will be okay. So when he now shared, he said that it will be okay. How am I sure that it will be okay? Okay, I now gave him the name of my friend, a friend of mine and his wife, that what about these two people? Will they be okay? So he now said, it's very, very okay. And these two people, they will beat each other every day. So the next thing I thought, neighbors will come to work in Tavendia. And I became more skeptical about this thing. You know, that you have to know, I'm not yet what married. But I'm not sure that what you have told me that the married person is going to be, everything will be smooth. I'm not sure. This person that you have said what everything will be smooth for them. Because I prevented it, I think what both of them have not yet managed. So he told me, what they are not living, barely about 5 or 2 years before that time. And no, they were living in what? Very difficult situation, not in terms of material or whatever, but you know, everything, all the fighting, beating, with throwing faces like that. So getting that those who are not, you know, who are not Muslims living in that compound, or those who are Muslims were broke. They refer to that person as Afar. You say, Afar, yeah, she's new here. So, you know, this tells us what the evil in this kingdom is like. You don't have the knowledge of anything. So now Allah said, "Qul anna dhiku alam tanazzalu shayateen." Let me tell you those that bought the shayateen, the words they spent upon. And as well, only a part in a few. So it was the liar. The same one that they lie a lot. So another, the Prophet of Allah said that we should not consult the soothsayers. Well, one guy, what is not taken for what for that consultation is what? Is haram. Consultation itself is being free of charge is what? Is haram. It's kufr with that. Now talk of what? Taking that again, it is what? It is haram. So, this is on the hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari. Na'an Samar al-Kal, he forbade the pride of God, wa ma'a al-Baghi, and he gives, giving to al-Baghi, a prostitute, wa hudwa al-Kazi, and what is gift, the gift as well, they call it al-Wan, because something that is heard, which, so al-Wan al-Kai, what the kind of thing, for doing any work, for doing no work, they take it, with what is sweet art. So, al-Wan al-Kai, this is what is also forbidden. Inshallah, we will stop here. Subhanahu wa Muhammad, inshallah, ila 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 a Muslim that is practicing the same, now can we give the same to them? Now any person who practicing the same, such a person is a kafir. Such a person is a kafir. Unless he is a Christian, he was a sensitive people. Doesn't know it, but this is what is practicing in life with people that is consulting, is making some consultation. But does not really consult. In a situation like that, even if one does not say he's a Catholic, such a person is a very big sinner. So we should avoid taking testimony on human such a person. But one who believes in it and believes that what he has the knowledge of the same and so on and so forth, such a person is a kafir. One shouldn't pray behind him if one knows all. If somebody that one trusts, tells one that this is the belief of this person, then why shouldn't we pray behind such a person? Or why shouldn't we give the name to him? But if the person is just practicing the Jalabi of the thing, the dream, you have to look at Jalabi that is practicing, as we said, I think, last week or so, that if the person is just saying, okay, Mabari shall go on, something like that, you'll go and do prayer and somebody starts to give him money for that, to very special to cast or to give him money like that. This is big act. It's not worth something. But you can't make a field of such a person. You only do what you practicing big act. Why big act? Because the Messenger of Allah and his companions never took this as much as a business. But a companion did hook here for somebody and requested for something. But if you look at that, one, those people did not want to accommodate them when they needed their assistance. So two, let's say we agree that what it is permissible that when you do care for somebody, you can take watch, you can take price on it. Yes, this is permissible. Because what the Prophet Allah said is what a haqtuma haqtuma ayyajira kitabullah. The best that what you can take, the most rightful thing that you can take as your own is what the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the scholars of Sunnah, they will come that when you do care for somebody, if you feel like taking something, it is permissible. But now turning it into business, that okay, I establish a place, I will be able to care for people now and what they will be paying. This is something that is this art is not the way of the Salaf story. Obviously, it's not the way of the Salaf story. Establishing a place of Rukia. But when you establish a place where you do what a top book, you are treating people. By mixing some words from apps that are not shirk, mixing them together. And you collect what? You collect price for this. This is like a medical doctor who is also watching. So if you do look here for people in the situation that they look here, you don't be seen as what? The main thing. It is what? The treating of people with the apps that you do that should be taken in as what? The main thing. Obviously. And this preaching of people should be something like my market is not not moving. I want something of the younger one, but this is not the way of the start of the story. Maybe somebody has some problems, maybe headaches, things like that. Maybe somebody has some ailments, then you can treat it. You can get what? You can get prime for this. There is nothing wrong in this. How this analysis is clear. So that you can't say that anyone that is doing dua for somebody is that the person is what can be careful from. Is doing what is what. Then can we say similar thing of somebody who is teaching people and is getting money? Obviously. Somebody who is teaching people and is getting money from them, teaching them the Quran, getting money, teaching them the Sunnah, getting money from them, can it be said that can similar thing be said of them? Now, how are they agreeing? That somebody is teaching somebody, teaching people. They all agree, the scholars agree that what the person can collect money, but the money shouldn't be seen as what the price for what he's doing. The money shouldn't be seen as the price for what he's doing. Maybe he should be seen as what the kind of assistance or compensation for his time. Because we need somebody to fill this aspect. So, but for you to think I'm being compensated or I've been being paid for what I'm doing, this will not be okay. If he is not taking, he has no reward before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of the Qiyamah. But if he thinks that what the compensation for his time is spent, then this is permissible. Because during the time of the Salaf story, he will also pay people. He will pay people without reward from the public force. Give some people who are things like that, who are doing things like that. So those who are not doing things like that, if they have access to the public force, the Khalifa will give people to give to them. So now talk of those who not devote their time for things like that. Obviously. So this is the way the power of the Holy Spirit looks at this matter. It's different from the one who's taking watch, doing care of watch as a source of meaning. So this is not
permissible. You don't establish it in Quranic school, for instance, and two of the rabbis and so on come to Quranic school or to the Hadith. So this is also for me, it's very strong in this case of studying the same thing.
Allah says that now being paid is not the issue. Being paid is not the issue. Are you being paid for that time that you are rendering?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, that you should be, if you have that mind that you are being paid for the time that you are rendering, then these scholars, a lot of scholars will be with you. Because this thing should be watched, should be used rather than seek the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. So, but you should have it in mind that watch, if I don't do this thing, I'll do some other thing. So, in order for me to continue to do this thing, I get something, there's nothing wrong in this. And that's why the Allah is calling, they will go to wars. When they go to wars, when they go to battles, and what? They have booties of war. They will get from the booties of war. That's why the fact that what their jihad is what? For the complete pleasure of Allah. But among them, you see those who go out solely because of what? The booties of war. So those who go out solely for the booties of war, you cannot liken them to those who go in order to do what? In order to what? To uplift the word of Allah. Though they will be remunerated for what? And in Hadith, I think this one, Abu Dawood, that was a very elderly man who wanted to do jihad. So he now asked somebody who was younger to assist him in doing the jihad. That one said, what? I will not join in this jihad except what you have to make agreement. So I'm going to do it for 3 dinars. But if I go with you, so I'll take 3 dinars. Whether I was put, there is booty of war or no booty of war, bring me now. So they went, okay, let's go. So when they now went, Alhamdulillah, they won the war, that is really the time of the Messenger of Allah, and there were a lot of booty. So this one was given part of the booty, he was only given his own booty, his own share of the Messenger of Allah. So this man, the old man, I was now confused. Should he give him more than the 3 dinars? Or he should give him the 3 dinars that what he has agreed to. Now to this matter of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Messenger of Allah said, he doesn't have anything of the jihad in this world, and he has a step what? And that's why one has to watch to make the impression that we want to do the target of Allah. Not because what? I want money or I want popularity and things like that. How is it clear? So Allah.
What about that on top
Duan that on top animal parts? Well, it depends on what he's using them for and the way he has gotten those animals. Take for instance, the Prophet Allah said the one who is suffering from there is an ailment, maybe around the hip or so. We call the classic arthritis. They call it in Arabic, Ebul Nasa. So, the Prophet Allah Salaam said, the one who melts the ilia, that is something like the buttocks or so of sharp arthritis, an Arabian sheep. Arabian sheep, he does that, and he takes it before taking anything in the morning, so it cures his recognition, siyaska. If he melts it, and he takes it, it cures what? Siyaska. So, in a situation like that, there is nothing wrong in this. If they tell you that maybe someone is suffering from an ailment, and they say if he eats nails, for instance, if he eats snails, that he takes care of this ailment. There is nothing wrong with that, because snails, according to what the more correct opinion is permissible for one to eat. Or they say, okay, if you take maybe so and so of a cow, or maybe you take the spleen of maybe ram, all the things that what they are things that are halal. If you take them, they cure so and so thing. It won't be wrong with it. But when they say, okay, you should take maybe the bone of a dog and it's what you crush it, then after you add it with it and now you do what better if I refuse it for an ailment. An ailment. Now you use it for an ailment. You say what it is haram. Why? Because the bone of what? Dog, or the dog itself eating it is what is haram. Then the bone not talk about the bone. Huh? How is it said? Or if you say you want to take amount of pork and want to now leave it only to the front watch, the front actually. Or cold, they want to now mix it with oil and things like that. You take the pure so and so in it. You say no haram. Because pig itself is what? Is haram. But how do you get what I'm saying? When it comes to sheep, we say what? Maybe whether you want it or do anything with it, as long as what it is halal in itself, and you're using to cure something that works, you are using to cure an ailment, this is what permission. Something that is halal, whether you want it or what, you don't want it. You are using to cure something that is an ailment, it is halal, because what you are using is what is halal. Now we have to go back to what is what? What is halal? The sheep, for instance. And I say, okay, this sheep or this egg that is halal for us to eat. They say, okay, it is confirmed that it's just one day you eat the meat. And I say, okay, but the only thing is that what? You have to eat it against the wall. Mm-hmm. When you eat a live chicken against the wall, what becomes? A diet. What is that?
Meat.
It's what? It is meat. So that's the fact that what? The animal originally is halal. But we have killed it is what? They can use it to cure an ailment. How is it like? So if it now has some things like that, maybe you have to mix some invocation, you have to say, it becomes what? It becomes shit when you do that. All these are things that you have to. So when you want to take people off on this like that, you have to be very, very careful. Or I just knock everything because the person is what? It's burning something now, so it's what? It's burning. So if I take some leaves, for instance, and I burn them, so we now come to really ashes. Maybe this leaf, maybe it cures some ailment. No. This is not what's haram. This is not haram. But when I burn those beasts, I say, okay, what is the function of this? Okay, it's something that what brings to risk. Yeah? If you use it, it gives you what? Are you the key? Or if you use it, it replaces the amber. It gives them to. So all these are what? They are asbabu wahmidiyah. They are what? Asbabu wahmidiyah. They are elusive. They are not approved in the Sharia. And anything that is not approved in the Sharia and not approved by the reasonable people in the world, it is what? It is Shirk Adgar. How is this clear? Say, for instance, if I say for a Samoa, because my head is taking me, it is permissible. Because it is proven worldwide that what? For a Samoa is what? How this is clear? So, maybe there is a zikru that if I do it, maybe for instance I have a zikru. So, maybe there is a particular zikru that you do it, it's not what? It takes away an ailment. So, we say this is what? Sabbath is sharing. This is what? A sharing is established by the Messenger of Allah. And this is what? Sabbath is coming. This is a Sabbath, the means that is established by what? The reasonable people in the world. Then in between you have what Sabbath Wahab. Like somebody who put rules before he got his door. I believe that if the thief enter, the thief watch. The reasonable people in the world may watch will laugh at him. The Sharia also condemns him. So he was living in Sabbath Wahab. Unlike someone who puts a gate before it was There is many people in the world watch approved that. You should also approve. So another question is about what means is shaped after. If the person now relies on that thing, same thing that thing will give him the protection or whatever the what he's looking for, then you come to a shaped akbar. So that's why when we are dealing with things like this, we have to be very, very careful in handling them.
One of you said that
well, generally we condemn, we know in our society, those who burn, they burn anything. They burn things that are haram, they burn things that are halal. So it's because of the combination of these things that we condemn them together. But we have to watch, differentiate. Not that any person that burns something that was is committing shirk. All this is clear. The Prophet Allah said, he said, he recommended the consumption of the Arabian whatever area, the area in Arabia. He recommended it for somebody suffering from sciatica. He also recommended that once when you take 7 days before eating anything in the morning, this is what Sababun Shari'i. This is a Sharia that has not recommended. Ordinarily, we have watched not this away. So because Allah, on the front of the messenger, has not established, we take it. How this is clear? So Allah.
Some of this are and on the basis that some of Allah said that it's not even good, we have to use those kind of things.
What now position of Allah alam is the position of Sheikh Salim al-Uthaymeen rahmahullah ta'ala on this matter? He is among the scholars who believe that what is called alcohol or intoxicant is haram to consume and to also sell or buy. But it's not at what it is. And impurity in itself, as majority of scholars have said. So he is with the scholars who say it is not an impurity. So which means if it touches one body, it's not, if you don't treat it the way you treat your waist and watch, treat it. This is the opinion of the sheikh. So concerning this issue of perfume, the advice he gave is that watch, if it contains maybe 1%, 2%, 3%, 5% of alcohol, someone can still use it. Because this is not going to smell or taste or intoxicate. One can still use it. And when we go through this issue of istihlal, this principle of what something changing to something else, this will also want to get its way. How this is played. Like when you take your food, for instance, you take yam, you take this. This yam will turn towards feces in your stomach, then you watch. It is the same thing that you are thinking that has become what? Originally it was what? Halal, but becomes what? Haram now. How does it say? So the food that a woman has taken, it, that has become, part of it has become what? Faces or so. It is from here that what? The meat that the baby, that the womb, or the meat that the baby that has been delivered, what? Suck. So, Allah has said that what? It comes from what the baby parenting. So that the Laban comes between the Pharisee and the Jinn, between what? The faces and what? And the dam, the blood. The blood, the meat comes between the two. So the meat that is what? That is good comes out of this. Out of the place. So this ruling of the Sahara applies to this. It has come to something else. When it is pure alcohol, that the few is what? They say, okay, this it is good to use to rub yourself or to spread yourself with this or spray yourself with this perfume. And you see what is intoxicant. One should go away from such a thing. Because of what? Fashtenibubu. Fashtenibubu. Go away from it. But this is something that just a little amount is what is added in it. Allahu alam. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm not applying to ethanol in the
what do you mean by ethanol in the
ethanol, I'm not applying to this,
Not tonic alone, that
one more
year.
As long as what does not include in the case, it doesn't smell or taste intolerant, it can be used.
Can the same thing apply to cake or?
Yeah, but the thing is that the Muslim shouldn't process things like that. If you don't go and get intoxicant and you carry out, you have to pick. So if somebody in council has processed that, you are dealing with what cake, not with what
alcohol.
It is alcohol.
No.
So this doesn't fall under that. This is what knowledge that people. So the only thing is that what one should not rely on what they are saying completely, because they are human beings and their focus will be wrong. So it doesn't fall under trying to do abnormal on yourself. Well, I don't know of any of these church societies. What I can say on this is that, generally speaking, one would say they are the same thing. But if one knows the ruling, or knows the one that is free from this labor of its interest, one can patronize them and they are dealing with things that are halal. But generally speaking, they are the same thing. Some people they speak that watch, maybe the establishes in order to go away from the river or whatever, but because they don't have knowledge of the river itself, they are establishing on that river. Say for somebody says, what, come and join us. You can get loan, but after this month, you have to watch, you have to contribute first before getting loan. That is not the only believer. There is a principle, kullu qawlin jamada fa'an fawwa riba. Any loan you give to somebody that brings what the benefit for you is riba. You have to bank with me, you have to be keeping money with me before I can loan you is riba. Okay, so that condition is there. So most of them before and so on.
Then this year we have done, said that dog is not. Then if we now study, maybe we are afraid of our future or anything. Okay, so what do you say? What do we study our flow?
Now, we said the dog is nadi. What if we bring the dog, when the dog meets the place, we said it should be washed 7 times, plus the fan making wash
8 times.
So what if the dog touches
what's
loose? Now, scholars who say this, also say this, you wash the clothes 7 times, one of the washing, you put what sand in it, together with the water with which you are washing. So this is the position of what the majority of the scholars. However, there are some scholars who, like Imam Malik, for instance, now, his own opinion concerning the hadith is if the dog puts his mouth in the bowl of any one of you, you should wash it 7 times, one of them with sand. He said, it's not because dog is najis. To him, dog is not najis. To him, dog is not what? Najis. He believes in that hadith, but he says the meaning of the hadith is what? Ta'abudi. Allah has only asked us to worship in that way, which a Muslim is not what? Way. You have to do it like that. But why are we doing it like that? Is it because it is najis? The Shaykh Rahimahullah said, no, it's not because it is najis. It is ta'abudi. It's something that we cannot perform. The reason why. He said, what Father Boutrette in his own position that is not najis is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows all to use them for unto. So when they want for you, take what they watch, what they wanted, and you eat it, and you are not watching what you have wanted with what? So you're not watching it 7 times, what one of them with what? With fans. That is his own. They agree that you have to worship them. So we think, with respect to to close, he will not go to that. So likewise, Ibn Hazmi also has this opinion that no, it's not because it is nice. This is not. But what the majority of the scholars are calling us what? Does be nice. Then what is the response to that? That the law is permissible for them to urge and take what they have wanted from us. They said this is also istithna. It's an exception from the general ruling. It's an exception from the general ruling. The kulli qa'idat in shawam. Every principle has what? Irregularity. Things that what do not fall under it. So you see, they all have what? When a situation like this, it is good for one to watch to deal with the majority of the scholars.
Now, this question about one of the Khalifa being Makkah. They have been elected directly people in the war front. Does it mean they have knowledge of them, you know, what was going on there?
No, that is the hadith of Umar of Allah asking Faria, who was the leader of the Basques. So, and Faria was hearing the voice, Ya Faria al-Jabal, al-Jabal. Oh, sorry, take the troop to Al-Jabal, to the mountain. And he was hearing that voice, and what he implemented, what he had, and the enemy was defeated. But when Faria got to Medina and narrated this, Umar never knew that he said something like that. Umar was on the minbar, delivering khutbah. So Faria was hearing the voice of Umar, the Lahani, but Umar did not what? Say that on the minbar. So this is what you call a formal answer like telepathy, something like that. So this can only happen to a Catholic. Sheikh Al-Albani, this was Sophia, brought an incident of a woman who was married to somebody and she was undergoing a lot of punishment by the husband. So this woman was now crying, oh, my mother, saying something like that. And the mother was in, I think, South Africa or so. And she was hearing what the daughter was saying, who was five or maybe in Europe or so. So the mother had to come maybe some days after that thing and said, what happened? I had your cries. So this, both of them were not Muslims, both the mother and the daughter were not Muslim. So this is not, has nothing to do with what? It's not that the mother has what knowledge of the from sin. And it's not that Umar was allowing her the knowledge of the
power.
It can be karama when it happens to somebody who is what is pious. So when you say karama, something that allows you to honor someone, like the case of Umar, so it will be karama. And in the case of the kafir, this will be what? Somebody who is missing, someone who is missing, for how long can the family wait? In a situation like that, you know, in the past, you know about this communication was of a thing. It's not that, it's not like it wasn't the way it is now. So, in the past, scholars, they disagree on that. Some would say, what? We should wait for time that you know, the person is likely to leave. Maybe 70 years, 80 years, but after that you can someone say that. But you have an answer of Umar Allah, which happened that a man was coming to Salah or something like that, and this man was taken away by the jinn. So, and they did not see the man for about 4 years or so. So the wife came to the came to Rabbi Olalayanu, and after this, the woman was separated from the man. The woman was separated from the man, and the woman did the Iddah. And after this, the man came back. He now narrated his story that he was taken away by some jinn. So, but Alhamdulillah, he met with the jinn who are Muslims. So they were taking care of him against the evil jinn. So maybe the better, it was better to leave, and that's why he came back. Now in a situation like this, Avatar said the Ramadan is again 4 years, so that means human can wait for what? 4 years. But if she feels that she can't wait for 4 years, it's not compulsion how to wait for 4 years. Because when we look at it, that we look at the aspect of the husband, because of what I was made, they are together. Instead of her committing zina, for her to remarry, the only thing that she would do is what for her to go to the Sharia court and what to separate both of them. And she can remarry if she cannot wait for a period of 4 years. So, and if she can wait, as one of the land did in the case of that man, that is also what, that is okay. But if the man now comes back, what happens if this woman is what? Is married to another man. So the document from our past was that he returned that woman back to her first husband. And she did say that with respect to the second husband. And when her womb was free, so the woman was returned to the first husband. This is the judgment of Shema was aligned on the
What is the woman rather than the free? She continues. So, after delivering the baby,
yes,
the emotional number of 15.
No, after delivery of the baby, she is now what? She is free. She can remarry.
Where will she nurture the baby? Where will she nurture the baby?
Yeah, it's not true.
Someone that now works on the team has all these projects that is stuff, but he doesn't believe in it. Will the collapse not be valid for what he is?
Why is the person watching those things?
Finding it hard.
We don't know that by watching this thing, you are contributing to the sale of those things. They are making money out of what? Out of this evil thing. So when you wash it, I'm just washing it because of the... So if the only situation that it is a bit evil is when you want to wash this thing and you don't have to criticize and condemn it and not have to watch, to tell people the evil, then there is no any way that you can get a step of violence. Then in a situation like this, one can buy. Because you want to watch, you want to want to be. But let me just wipe away my time. So, how can a Muslim wipe away his time with these evil things? So, this is what the Allah rectifies us, particularly the women, before you think like this. You see the woman who is watching in full hijab, full jibab, despite all this, should be interested in watching things like this. Think they are what they are teaching them. What are they going to teach you? These people who have read of good manner, they are those who are going to teach you. They don't have anything of that they can teach people. So I'm buying, because they think you are making them profit. This will lead me to the question of the free produce in order to punish the image of the Prophet of Allah. One, when you go on YouTube to watch that thing, you are making what? Yeah, are making them what to get profits. Because the more they watch, the more Google watch make profit out of it. And the more people watch make profits, you know? So the first advice is that what don't make an attempt that you want to go on the internet to watch that. The evil that the Muslims have done in this matter is serious. Why spreading it in the first instance? Why spreading it? Why asking the Muslims to go and wash it? Why not watch conceal it? This is what an evil. Then another thing is what is if this happens, first we know the ruling of the one who abuses the promise of Allah. The ruling is that the person should be Jewish. Unless if the Prophet of Allah sallam pardons him and the time is no more alive to pardon anybody. So that means those who are the khulafa, they should what? They should execute that person. The only reason why they will not execute that person is that what? When they do not have the ability to do that. Then in a situation like that, la yukallifullah nafsan illa wus'aha. As we have in our society, in the world today, that anything that goes beyond your territory, you may not be able to watch to do something. You know the guy who made chest of the Messenger of Allah from Baqarah in Saudi Arabia, what he called the Adashkari, who made chest of the Prophet of Allah from the Saudi Arabia, subhanAllah. He made chest of the Prophet of Baqarah and he ran to Malaysia. And what very important thing. But there was what this serious plan was that no, the boy should not be what should be killed, should be this, so I think no, this one they are saying what we have freedom. Freedom to do what? To abuse the message of Allah. Despite this, you know, the Saudi government has not been able to execute this. So because of what? Because of the international accusation. A citizen of Saudi Arabia. No talk of an American citizen. Or a British citizen now abusing the message of Allah. With what? You want to leave your whole country and go to America to execute somebody. Your jurisdiction is not extended to that place. This is what we are living with. So as a Muslim, we should not know we are going to kill him. And if you do abuse the word, I'm going to kill that person. Because if you kill the person, things that are attached to that, the evil that are attached to that, is more than the benefit that you want to get. And Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَسُوبُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُوبُ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. The idols, ordinarily, they are seen to be attacked. You should not attack the idols in a situation that when you attack the idols, those people will be worse to retaliate by attacking Allah. So which one is worse? Attacking the idol or attacking Allah? You are attacking the idol, they are attacking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah asked the Messenger of Allah to Allah not to do that. And this is where the principle of what's weighing between the evil and the benefit. I think you have said it many times. If you want to ward off an evil, and that if you reward it all good will replace it. Absolute good to what will replace it. Then continue. If you want to ward off an evil, but when you ward off this evil, it is going to what? To be replaced by evil that is what left. Then go ahead with it. If you want to ward off an evil, it's going to what? When you want to ward off an evil, it is going to be replaced with what? Equal evil. Then don't do it. Then certainly, if you want to ward off an evil, and you can learn what it off. Greater evil to invest it, then don't go to it. How this is clear. So this is what we should understand. Now, somebody abused the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause him, the wrath of Allah be upon him. But that doesn't mean we should now go and attack innocent souls. Going into an embassy to kill an ambassador and to kill three other diplomats. So someone who has not committed a sin, why? The Prophet when he sent someone, when he sent the Muslims on an expedition, he would tell them not to kill women and not to kill the elderly ones. And not to kill the young ones. And they are fighting the enemy. Not to kill the elderly ones who have not participated in the fight. Not to kill the young ones, not to kill the women who have not participated in the fight. So why? Now it is revealed that the one who did is finally an American citizen, but an Egyptian coach who was living in America. It was one that did it. So now we are attacking the American ambassador, attacking the American body. What is the stupidity? In Libya, people were killed here. In Tunisia, people were killed, about 3 or 4 people. In Egypt, I thought in Yemen, people were killed. In Sudan, people were killed. In Egypt, a lot of people were wounded. And these people are saying, well, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say that, قُلْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهُ فَتَلْ يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ. If I look at people, they will leave the masjid, they will not pray in jama'ah. And what? They will go out to do demonstration, subhanAllah. Abu Bakr asked you to do demonstration. He's very fast in the Quran talking about demonstration. So this is what the fitna. That already in the past, the Prophet of Sunni, where somebody abuses the Prophet of Allah, salam, that is a sign that those people are ready to be destroyed. Abuse of the Messenger of Allah, salallahu alayhi wa sallam, means that what? They are about to be destroyed. But the Muslims who are being voted, they are now what? They are bringing back the vibe of this destruction. Because when you do demonstration, you scatter things, you destroy things, and then you say, well, those people, they are too violent, they are too this, they are too that. This is what bringing back the vibe. If one adult has not been violent in this, since our ruler, they are not in the they have not had the ability to execute the ruling on one who has done that, then we are not being violent. Instead of being violent, we go about teaching the people the values of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling them about the importance of the Messenger of Allah. People would have embraced Islam more than they are embracing now. Why some people are busy being violent in their position? Some people are busy now trying to create copies of the translated meaning of the Quran. And I heard that in America, more than 250,000 people invaded Islam just the day before yesterday or so. Because of what? Who are spreading this? They want to learn about this religion. Why? Why? Why this religion? Why people are not being violent? Maybe this will have what? But what to talk about this, there is a benefit in what you do. And in fact, American government will never allow somebody to do that. There is no people that without the benefit. When I last month I was talking about what? About the Republicans and what? The government. What is Allah Ta'ala said? Said yes, Aluna Khan Khamri was made in Kulfima, Ibn Kadir was a natural Swaykuma, Akbar Ibn Kulfima. Those who are and those who are area boys, that means that what will benefit you in the society. But it's not because of that benefit that will give to you in our say, yeah, you have to have the ingredients in the home. If they don't exist, there is nothing that will happen. So, how do you see an evil without what? It's own benefit. But Allah is established there where it's Mu'ma Akbar, it's not your kingdom. So, the same thing, these people who are doing all this demonstration, some government may caution themselves, but what? That doesn't mean you watch. It is good to do that. When you want to have violence in establishing things, often thinking, what this is what the good. When they do did that, now somebody in Germany now is saying what? That is going to still do it. Keep helping to do it. Because some people they are what? They are so what should I say? They are rigid and what they are stubborn. Obstinate in whatever I want to do, or will you do it? So, and this is something that the Muslims should be better here. These people, these kuffar, they say that what, when it comes to what, the truth, they know that what, they have nothing. And they want to present, they want to make people see us as what, as evil people in the world. No, if you go to the internet, just like stop the Islamization of Europe, that is good. You don't want Islam in you, go back to your territories, why are Islamizing you? But they are Islamizing you because of what? A good relationship with people, when you do business with people, you are what? You are playing. You don't cheat people. This makes people embrace me. So they are tired of things like this, they don't want cheat again. So, and they are trying to push us to a situation where we are so that we can win the battle. So let us be very, very careful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is not good to bring courses on the environment? Going to Allah is for America, we are Muslims in America. So it is good to say what if you say the kufar, that you know. Okay. But for to say, okay, take a particular nation, particularly in our era like this, that only you go to a station, a country where you not see Muslims. So it is better to say, may Allah guide them, than say, may Allah destroy America. But Allah also supplicates that Allah should bless some people. And when he said Allah should destroy some people before that, Allah wanted to place the like as in his family. So the matter is not in your hands. So instead of saying Allah has done your America or France or Britannia or pray that may Allah, did you Allah destroy the kuffar and that's in fear? It's not as art that was in what I'm a damn in America, damn in Britain. There are Muslims who are living here. And if it's a big comes, are you ready to accommodate the Muslims who are coming there? Who are coming to India? These are things that you ought to understand. Because when this fitna comes, there are people who are living in those countries that you suffer. So Allah
asks us. Can we say that in the Arab nation, because they tend to move closely to the West in their ideologies now? Can we say it is due to their little knowledge of the deen itself?
This we can apply it to that, but it was a war that was or that was launched on them by the kuffar. You know, when they begin, for instance, now, the French Revolution, after that, during the time of Napoleon Bonaparte, they came to Egypt and they conquered Egypt. And you know, some people, they were carried away by the civilization of what? Of the French people. And they believe that what they are being superior is as a result of what the civilization, all these things. So a lot of Muslims started what taking to their way of life. There was a woman called Huda Sharawi in 1917, 2021. This woman, she was in Nepal, but later when she went to France to study, she came back. She removed the Nepal first. After that, she removed the hijab completely. And it started what the emancipation of women together with this one called Austin Kamini or some scholars like that. So with this, some so-called scholars, they started what falling for them, shaving their beards and things like that. And the same thing is also applicable in Syria, many Arab states. So with the exception of Saudi Arabia. But now Saudi Arabia is also drifting towards that. With the establishment of all this university and life, bringing the culture, they want to make their university look like the way it looks like that of us. You know, they want the university to be what? To be rated as one of what? The best in the world. So everything that they are doing there, they have to be in this. So the other thing that was when you hear something wrong was one who almost cried. So the other thing that someone who is studying as a student, maybe in one of the Jamia, particularly Jamia Islamic Research, which is the first university here, and the terms of the material, whatever. So the university, if the student is okay, I don't want to breathe. And nobody has the right to force you to go and do it. Even not those guys that are watching, taking care of the hotels and the like. They can't come and knock to tell you that what it is time for Salah. Or maybe another university that is built for the women, that a woman, a girl is given watch, maybe a woman power or something like that. And in the parlor, there is a big thing, whatever, this for just one day. How do you expect her to wash this big nothing? And now, like, you see, some of them are talking, you watch, you cry. So you also watch, looking towards that, the way in what in the people in Egypt and the like they are. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars are trying. The scholars are trying. But the issue is that what? You have a lot of people who are there, a lot of people scholars here as well, who are trying to watch, to make them liberal, who are trying to make them. So the issue is, one, they are carried away by the Western, whatever. So then, the knowledge is also not that well disseminated. So this is the problem. And that's why one will also cry for them when you look at all these good there, all these good there. Now they've driven this person away, another person is here. Is the person that you have put there is even to make use of Sharia? The answer is no. Because who those who are doing demonstration, who are trying to watch, to dethrone somebody, they are between those who say what watch Sharia and those who say what want democracy. How somebody is clamoring for democracy and somebody is clamoring for Sharia, are they going to work hand in hand? It's not possible. Except that not one will fall for the other. So this is what the big problem, the big fit and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته